on digital, online, smartphone and tablet. This is BBC Five Live.
Five Live Daily with Peter Allen.
Very good morning to you. Welcome to Five Live Daily. The last time I will be presenting this programme, I hear a collective sigh of sadness throughout the nation, or perhaps that's a sigh of relief. I got an early text on the matter. Everybody in this slot has been poor. Victoria, Adrian, yourself. I blame the producers and the material. Now, you're right, mate. That's very perceptive. That is indeed the source of the problem. Thanks for that and a lot of other rather more kind text messages. We'll talk a bit more about that later in the programme. Because it is the last programme, I've been allowed to be a little self-indulgent in the first hour. To talk politics, on which I've been reporting 40 years, I guess, and to talk to three politicians whose company I most wanted in this last programme. Now, I picked out the names of Ken Clark, Sherry Williams and Alan Johnson, not just because of their vast experience. For instance, all three have been Education Secretary, I think, at one stage, but because these are three politicians who actually try to answer the question. Now, the art of not answering the question, as you'll know pretty well, is widely practiced at Westminster. It makes the task of reporting Westminster somewhat frustrating. So these three, because of their experience, because they do answer the questions, what a build-up I'm giving them, are going to be a pleasure to talk to. And what do we talk about? Well, we've got a mass of things to talk about. We want to talk about Brexit, talk about our new Prime Minister, about the opposition leader, Hinkley Point as well. Actually, before I go to talk to the three guests, and we'll be with them in just a second, I'll get Sean Parrington of Firefly Money to bring me up to date with what...
A more difficult problem is even at the present time. It's pretty rough right now.
Yeah, very well. I've got to end it there, which is a great shame because I love your company. But thank you very much indeed to Ken Clark and Shirley.
Well, thank
and,
you, yeah. Peter. Thank
you. Good luck.
I'm sorry you're retiring. Good luck.
Good luck on your Sunday programme.
Yeah.
A privilege to be on your last programme.
Well, there you are, Ken.
Invite us all.
What a charming man. Yeah. I told you I would. That's why I invited them, because I knew how polite they would be at the end of it. That's Ken Clark and Sherry Williams and Alan Johnson. And I found that quite a pleasure. I hope you did too. A couple of other stories I want to pick up on before the news. Premier League clubs and access...
This is BBC Five Live.
Five Live Daily with Peter Allen.
Hello.
Hello.
I was sitting there genuinely perturbed, thinking, it's all very well. They've got a bright plan, but they won't tell me what it is, and it'll all go wrong.
Peter's panicking because he's just looking at a blank page.
Absolutely.
Thinking, what the heck is going to happen?
And then you walked.
And I walked with my Peter Allen mask.
Yeah, which is...
Which I love. I'm going to take home and wear it evermore.
It is spooky, isn't it?
I think if I wear it in bed, my husband might be disturbed.
So, young Rachel, you take over.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
It's all been quite emotional listening, and I've really, really enjoyed it. But as you know, I've absolutely loved working with you and listening to you over the years. And perhaps, Peter, you can tell the quality of a man by the women he surrounds himself with. Because you certainly... Well, you pick them, don't you? But you've worked with some of the best female broadcasters in the business over the years. And then occasionally you'd have to put up with a second-rate substitute like myself. But we've worked together for many, many years. And I worked on Drive Time with you, in and out for Jane and for Anita, of course. And it has been a complete privilege for me to do that, because you know I listened to you and Jane as a student many years.
This is so intimidating.
Ago.
Yeah, I kind of, I've just met our new head of news. They said, "Oh yes, you gave me some work experience." Really. Oh Lord, you know, now you're head of news. I mean, everybody's moving on.
Well, you had a profound effect on me in my life because you cemented my love for radio news. I love listening to you and Jane.
That's sweet of you. Thank you.
And you are a legend. You are a legend, not just of Five Live, but of radio as a whole. And I am going to embarrass you because I don't often get an opportunity.
You're already
to
embarrassing
do it.
Me.
But you have this vast range of knowledge that you've just accrued over the years. Of course, you have an ability to cut through the guff, Peter, and to ask the questions that the rest of us at home are shouting at the radio. But most of all, somehow your daily grumpiness made us all the more cheerful. And I think it's important for listeners at home to know that the Peter Allen that you hear on air is absolutely the Peter Allen that we all know.
Nothing changes.
And love off air. He's a friend to us personally, and he's a friend to many of you listening, I know as well. And be rest assured, if you were to sit down in a pub and have a pint with him, effectively you'd meet the same man that you hear broadcasting to us every day. But look, don't take it from me. Take it from a couple of old friends.
Hello, Peter. This is Jane Garvey and...
Oh, this is not Jane Garvey. This is Anita Arnold, you know, the other wife.
Well, actually, he's been through a few.
Well, he's the blue beard of Five Live. What can you do?
He's worn quite a few out. In fact, Anita and I have had to come to Radio 4 for a rest.
Yeah, it is actually the truth.
It's not actually a radio station, Radio 4. It's a rest cure for ladies who've had enough of Peter Allen.
They've got, like, cushions and things.
Scented candles. and people who listen to you and allow you space to talk in your carefully modulated Radio 4 way.
Did that shock you?
I love it. But occasionally I miss the old fart. Now, Anita, you've been in radio a long time,
yes,
though not as long as me, and we both know the most important thing is how you start a programme, isn't it? It's crucial.
Get that right.
Yeah.
The rest.
You can build on it.
It just, it's plain sailing.
So here is starting a programme the Peter Allen way.
It should be a fascinating programme. We've got a host of guests who will be turning up. And also we're going to hear probably from Jeremy Corbyn and Boris Johnson. And if the cows will be quiet, you might even hear from me as well. And over on Sports Extra, I'll be honest with you, on my script, it has a series of X's, but it's always worth listening to.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to 5 Live Daily. Apologies for a slightly chaotic opening to the programme. That's partly because it's not easy to hear what you're saying when a lot of cattle are joining you. And for a moment, I lost contact with 5 Live. We're back with in touch now.
Can't have escaped your notice by now that 5 Live is 20 years old today. We hope you've enjoyed the last week of musical chairs. Don't worry, we'll shut up about it all very soon. But as we were both here from the start, we thought we'd better hear again some of the main moments from... Oh, I'm reading the wrong bit here, Jane.
You are. Yeah, you're meant to be saying, who does better at university, students from state schools or private? You might be surprised by the latest findings. And as 5 Live hits 20, the Director-General of the BBC, Tony Hall, drops in to say, bravo, oh, God.
And the best live sport. This is BBC 5 Live.
I'd like to take complete responsibility for that.
Yeah, I was on message there.
Totally unprofessional.
Good evening.
I do apologise. Yeah, good
here
evening.
Are.
6 o'clock on 5 Live. This is Dry for one last time. You're probably welcoming that by now. Jane Garvey and Peter Allen.
Yeah, I was prepared to rip the what's it out of Peter, but then I can't believe they've just
made
that.
Well, I can.
I made a mistake.
I know you did. But you know what? They would have been better off finding an opening that actually worked cleanly, because as far as I remember it, this was not a rare occurrence.
No. Well, Peter and I did, and will continue, as listeners might know, we'll continue to struggle with the idea of perfectionism and and slickness. But what we offer, Anita, is a ramshackle...
Yeah, what do you offer?
No, I don't know. No, what we offer is a ramshackle but companion. Listen,
it says here
that I'm reading.
Yes.
No, I mean, slickness has never been the Peter Allen watchword.
I've always enjoyed the links to items which start off with, I can't hear anything in these cans. I can't hear anything. Can someone come and look at these cans? Yes. Those are my favourite.
And he hasn't plugged them in.
They haven't been plugged in. They're not turned up.
No. And he doesn't know where he is. but he's, I mean, often his announcements are often accompanied by animal noises. There were cows, the reference there to cows.
I mean, I think if he were here, he would say it's not the first time he's worked with cows. But, you know, well he would. Come on.
I come from a place where we don't belittle the female of the species.
I'm not condoning it. I'm just apportioning it.
Did you find that working with Peter was a safe space? Did he allow you to flourish as a broadcaster?
I can honestly say the greatest pleasure of my broadcasting career was allowing Peter to work with me.
To work around you.
To work around the space I left. Yeah, no, he was fine. The problem, he was very generous. I thought he's a very generous man.
What?
He is a generous man. He never bought me a cup of tea in all the time I worked with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reevaluating the generous man thing.
Mm. Mm. What I found about him was that I perhaps had the occasional mood swing, as women are occasionally.
I can't condone that statement.
No, well, I will be honest, occasionally I did. But the problem with Peter was, he was in one permanent mood, which was irascible and quite grumpy. So I used to really get, when he'd say to me, you're in a bad mood, merely because I would have perhaps expressed a view or disagreed with somebody. And that's when we would fall out, and often spectacularly fall out before the programme had even started.
That was always the most fun, when you were actually, when I was actually yelling at him as the green light came on, or he was yelling back at me. Mm. And it was the magic of our relationship that nobody ever knew that. Everyone thought we were completely fine. But people
assumed that Peter and I were friends.
I know. I found that hard as well.
Would go by.
I found that difficult.
Didn't exchange a word with the man.
Mm.
Except when we were jostling for space on the airwaves.
He always said to me it was because he'd misread the cue, but now...
No. What? He misread the name and thought Anita...
I'll have a bit of that, Prime Minister
Peter.
Fella. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the Secretary of State for Defence.
Oh.
Be better if I did this interview.
So.
Yeah, we've all been there. Well, we both have. Of course, the most important thing about Five Live, honestly, is the interactivity with the audience, the relationship with the audience.
Special.
And very special indeed. And Peter, well, we know over the years, he absolutely excels in this area. Here he is, interacting with a little bit of audience reaction.
Yeah, thank you for that. I did ask, it's my own fault, I asked a moment ago for informed comments and texts, and I received the following. Peter Allen is a gormless, senile, gibbering old idiot who can't open his mouth without mumbling some half-baked inanity. I seriously object to him receiving my licence fee and demand he is removed to a position more in keeping with his limited abilities. I do like an insult that's well turned. So I quite enjoyed reading that. I hope you enjoyed writing it.
Yeah, in my defence.
I thought that was you.
Oh, no, but he did love a little bit of, you know, bants, didn't he?
Radio
bants with the public. He loves that.
No, he does. And, of course, I don't know, where do you stand? I can't stand people who read out praise. That's awful. But I know there's a... what about people who deliberately, like Peter, will deliberately read out criticism?
What
are they looking for?
Well, I'll tell you what they're looking for, Jane. They are looking for the tsunami of praise that is followed, which is, no, Peter, man of the people, don't listen to that person.
Yes.
And do you know when it came? And what surprised me was it came.
Did it?
It did.
Not in my day.
No. Things changed the pace by the time I got there.
Everyone would just agree with the original assessment. But in fairness, we must be fair to Peter. I don't know why.
Why start now?
He was a man capable of... I mean, this is really important. Authenticity is what's important in radio. To be successful is, you know, I think authenticity is important. And Peter is an old git. He's an irascible old git on air and off it. And I think that's why he's... I suppose succeeded is the right word here.
Yeah, I mean, God, are we into the praising in a bit?
Well, we have to do a bit of that.
All right, it's that bit. Okay, well, the thing that I would add to that that is genuinely inspiring about being around Peter is that he listens and he's quite interested in what people say. And he's sort of genuinely, and I think it's because he comes from a standpoint of knowing nothing about anything. Is that he is really plugged in to the person that he's talking to, and that is charming.
What's also really useful, and Peter knows I think this, is that I've told him also, I've confided in him over the years, because he doesn't really remember anything. So I've actually burdened him with a great deal of many of my personal issues.
Yes.
And it's, as far as, but he looks sympathetic.
Yeah.
It's gone.
He's a safe conduit.
Yeah, he's
certainly that. But there is a tale to that head, which is you will hear his golfing stories.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
A number of times.
Yeah, and he plays the same course Saturday and Sunday. Oh, God.
It's a long walk, you know, and his feet aren't getting any younger.
No. But he's got nice feet, actually. That's another good thing about him. how do I know that?
I don't know.
In defence, presenters, as we know, radio presenters have really, really tough lives. Very, very hard.
It's hard being
because ultimately we are just the puppets of the producers, and sometimes we have to work with absolutely appalling material. We can only talk about what the producers land us with, as Peter illustrates here.
Let's talk for a few minutes before we get to an early news, because we're going to Prime Minister's questions at 12, about someone known in York as Purple Man.
Yes, there are one of the team members in Syria. This is a guy who's fled the country. He's homeless, stateless too. He also dresses in purple, a radio presenter, interestingly, in Syria. And he and others dress in purple. So there is a team of us there wearing purple. I do apologise.
What are you getting there?
I'm sorry.
Sounds as if we're having a bit of trouble.
It's actually a soft toy who just wanted to say hello. So
right, well, thank you for that, Purple. Yeah. Did you do that deliberately, or is that just a little accident?
I did it deliberately, actually,
right.
Peter.
Well, thank you for that. I'm going to just walk into this room where they're playing boccia now. I'll tell you what I want to do before I leave you. I want to have a go, right? I'm going to take a blue ball.
That blue one is mine, so be careful.
That blue one...
Okay.
A little bit of applause when you see the brilliance of this throw would be nice.
Don't hit the blue one.
Don't hit the blue one.
Unless you move it closer.
Oh, I've hit the red one.
Oh!
Hey! It has rolled on a bit. It's a bit like the putting, to be honest. It was the direction was good. The length was a bit awry. Yes. Let's hear the last minute from the person who asked the question. Have you been listening to that? And what did you make of it? Were you impressed? Is it helpful?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the other thing I have to say, and this is very puerile, yeah, and really quite immature on my part, but I, the one thing that would crack both Peter and I up, and I'm laughing even as I say, any interview about beavers.
Can I just say, that is the, this is the presenter of Woman's Hour.
I just, it's pathetic. Anyway, Peter, fabulously, of course, this isn't goodbye from me.
No. Oh, God, you guys go on and on and on
We're back together.
Which is really good news. Can I just say, it is really good news, because the worst thing in the world is having to step into your shoes. Because Peter, oh, God, this is another thing where, you know, I will say something nice about you. It was an absolute joy working with Peter. When it was, and you're lucky. You two back together again, and the listeners are lucky. We are lucky. We are very lucky.
Yeah. Scrub. Never mind. Poldark. Get Five Live on.
You're up against Poldark.
Poldark's Finch. God, I hope so. Anyway, Peter, it has been and will continue to be for me a huge privilege to know and to work with you.
Yeah, and Peter, I really do admire you. I mean, all this, you know, joshing and jibing aside. And also, let's have lunch and tell me how Jane knows what your feet look like.
Poldark. That's quite competition, isn't it? I mean, I'd take
I'd take you over Aidan Turner any day, Peter.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's quite true about passing on rumours or indeed gossip. I mean, I am the perfect conduit in that. Not only do I forget what the gossip is, but when you tell me the same thing again 2 days later, I'm startled and amazed and interested all over again.
Great value, then, yeah, in a single piece of gossip.
Any time you can do it.
But very much looking forward to you and Jane coming back and being part of this place again, because you two go together like egg and chips and goodness knows what else. It's like, Peter, you're leaving, but you've sort of left your toothbrush in the bathroom. We can't quite get rid of you.
Yeah, I feel a bit of a fraud, actually, because I keep on saying, I'm going, you know, and then I sort of walk to the edge of the stage and I pop my head in. Really? I'm off. I'm off now. I'll be going then. And then I pop back in. And who knows, I might pop back in from time to time in the future. How would I end? What would you say if you were packing up now, Rach? You would say thank you to the audience, I suppose, really, wouldn't you? Most of all?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's probably what I would close with. I mean, it has, it's been mostly a pleasure, and it's been a pleasure working with Rachel and Jane. And Anita, and all those others, didn't mention asthma. I mean, there's been through a lot of women over the years. Gosh, think of that.
What a harem you've collected.
All of them absolutely perfect, consummate broadcasters, and all of them very, very well behaved. Yeah, I was a bit pushy to begin with. Probably I'm still a bit pushy even at the end. It's not an easy combination, actually, having two large egos jostling together in a studio. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But with the ones I worked with, fortunately, it worked well, and they made me happy and looked after some of the worst moments. But most of all, actually, I want to talk about the audience. I would say that I've always regarded the audience as the key to Five Live and the key to what I believe in should be broadcasting. You're not only the conduit, you're our area of expertise. You are the people who makes the station what it is. You're the people who actually count. And one of the few things I do like about social media and the way the world has changed is that continually I find that I've got access to what people think. And I don't know quite what future radio has or what quiet future Five Live has, but I do believe that interaction with the audience and the use of the kind of expertise which the audience holds is the key. So, as I say, Jane and I will be back in the autumn. That'll be a Sunday evening. We don't sort of overplan in Five Live, and to be absolutely honest, if you ask me what was in it, Rachel, I'd say
you've got absolutely no idea.
No idea.
And it'll all be all the better for it.
Yeah, my place will be taken by Emma Barnett, who is young and talented, which would make quite a change for you all. And of course, I'd say that because if Jane was here, she would immediately say it. Indeed, what you will find, will young Emma, will be a great team working with her at Five Live. Should like to say thank you to all of them. Is that your baby out there, Mitch?
Yeah, sorry. I think he's objecting to this long soliloquy, Peter, yeah, so hurry up.
Well, you can go. I've got to keep talking until exactly 2 minutes before one, and that's what I'll do, because, by God, it's my programme. I'm going to keep going.
Meet you outside for a drink afterwards.
Indeed, I think we probably will. So, as I say, to Emma, good luck. You'll find you're working with a great team at Five Live. They do work extremely hard. She will find, more importantly, a great audience waiting for her. I'd like to tell that audience, the contrary to the public opinion, I'm not cutting my work to one day a week in order to avoid having to disclose how much money I earn. Remember, it's over 150,000. That was one suggestion. And as I say, my last thought is for the audience. You are the key to this and all programmes. You make the session what it is. I have much enjoyed your company. Thank you and good afternoon. And good afternoon to Sam Walker.
Goodness me. What do I even say after that, Peter? Can't wait for Sundays. You and Jane reunited is going to be a fantastic radio experience for people who've been waiting years to hear the two of you together again properly. Fantastic stuff. Well, look, loads coming up this afternoon on Afternoon Edition. But let's first of all cross over to Rio. Jonathan Overend, big medal hopes in the canoeing today.
It is, absolutely. Hello, Sam. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lake Lagoa. Farewell, Peter. It's been a pleasure. 18 years I've worked personally with Peter, and if I may say, you know, sometimes in sport we bang on the door of you news types, Sam, trying to get on the air. He may be a grumpy old soul, but goodness me, he enthuses and he's always embraced live sport, and we wish you well, Peter. Thank you from all of us. So yeah, here we go on day 8 of the Paralympic Games in Rio with a really exciting event over the next hour.